Hello, James. It's unfortunate that politicians in the DRC continue to scapegoat Rwanda as an election strategy. Clearly, they're doing this to distract from their utter and complete failure to govern their country and to deliver development for their citizens.
Of course, Yolande, he alleges that your government continues to support the M23 rebels operating in eastern Congo. And so once again, does your government support the M23?
The Democratic Republic of Congo already had a state of emergency decreed in several provinces in the east in early 2021 because of the serious situation of insecurity that existed there. This was way before the reappearance of the Congolese rebel group M23.
Discussions are underway in SADC to send a mission to DRC because of the continued instability there. Would Rwanda support a SADC mission to DRC?
I'm sure that you know that there are already at least two ongoing processes to resolve this conflict in Eastern DRC, which are led by the East African Community and the Great Lakes region, as well as the African Union, and which the international community has said that they support. It's important that there is coordination of these different initiatives. And even more critical, what is needed is political will of the government of DRC to actually commit to and implement what is agreed upon. Because so far, they have either violated these agreements or consistently failed to implement what is decided.